The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Right now I want to talk about Duchenne muscular dystrophy, or DMD, right? That's what we'll call it from here on in, because that's how it's commonly known, though not a common condition. Only about 110 people in Ireland are known to be living with it, most of them under the age of 18, and it almost exclusively impacts boys. There is a drug that is available for some, but not for all. And that is why Teresa Costello, the Fianna Fáil senator, has gotten involved with this to try and regulate this drug and make it available. And we're going to talk to the senator in just a moment. But with me to chat first are Una and Eilish, both parents of children with DMD, Duchenne muscular dystrophy. You're both very welcome to the show.
Thanks
a million for coming in. Una, what is it, first of all? Simple question.
So our little boy was diagnosed 2 weeks before Christmas with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is a progressive muscle weakening condition. Our little boy is only 8 years old. The doctor had said to us that, you know, you'll see his muscles weakening from his legs, which we do. We see Archie's muscles, him finding it hard to go up the stairs. She then said that it will weaken his arms, which he'll find it hard to feed himself. She then went on to say that my little boy could possibly be in a wheelchair at the age of 10. She moved on to say that his lungs will get weaker and he will have an early life expectancy. And as you can imagine, the devastation in that room, our whole world has just fallen apart, and you know, our whole world has been just turned upside down. She gave us that diagnosis with you know, not many options really. Myself and my husband were actually fundraising at the minute, but we've had a glimmer of hope with Jovinista. You know, Jovinista will change Archie's life. It will prolong his life expectancy, give him a longer life. It will keep his lung and heart healthier for a longer time. But it's just, you know, our hearts are just absolutely broken. And we were in the government buildings today just to ask them for help. You know, we're begging them for help to help our little boy, because how do I explain to my little boy, you know, I'm sorry, sweetheart, you can't run with your friends because, you know, I couldn't get you medicine. It's just... it's every parent's worst nightmare. And I just don't want to be at a stage where I have to tell my little boy, you know, we couldn't get you medicine. And it's so unfair, because the medicine is in the UK and it's in America, and there's no reason for her not to be here. And as well, I need to get this medicine as soon as possible, because every day that Archie doesn't get medicine, his muscles are dying.
I mentioned Eilish, who's with us as well. You've two kids with Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, yeah, and one on Jovinista, is that right?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about them, okay, and you know, when the diagnosis came and the impact, and then how Jovinista has helped in your house.
So my eldest son is 21. He's on Jovinista now for 5 years, and he is leading a very normal life. Bearing in mind, I was told he'd be in a wheelchair at 12 and would possibly not live past his 18th birthday. He's currently driving his own car. He's walking, and he's done university for 2 years. He is on the football pitch, and when Donegal GA are playing at home in Donegal, he does the scoreboard. He's also the stats and analysis person, so he does up all the stats on players and what they're scoring, what they could be better in. So he is living the most, just a dream. And so I put this down to Jovinista. My other son is 9 and he cannot get it. Nathan got it because he was in the UK and they offered a clinical trial on it, and he's been on it ever since. But to think that I have this medicine in my fridge and I can give one boy it and not the other is just...
That's cruel, isn't it?
Yeah.
And have you seen the impact on your younger son?
Yes, so his mobility
diagnosis
is slow, and you can see that it is having a real impact now. And now is the time. We don't have time. So we're just so eager for him to start this drug that his older brother is on. I mean, to think at 21 that he is living a perfectly normal life is unthinkable.
And what do doctors say about how long that will last? You know, does the impact of Juvenisat, does it, like a lot of these, does it over time?
Yeah, it slows the progression of the disease.
Okay.
Significantly, it slows the progression of the disease. So we're just, you know, really urging the Irish government to fund this as quickly as possible for our boys.
Yeah. So I mentioned Teresa Costello, the Fianna Fáil senator, is with us as well. Senator, what's the issue here then in terms of access?
So with regards to access, it only got EMA approval on Friday. So it's, as such as it stands, it's out of the hands of the government. It's in the hands of the manufacturer now to put a submission into the NCPE for, you know, it to become available in Ireland. Currently, for reimbursement for the processing times for orphan drugs, it's 877 days in Ireland. In Germany, it's 100. Mm. Not acceptable. Like, this is... I didn't know about Duchenne muscular dystrophy until Una, who lives in my constituency, it landed on her door. So I reached out to Una because I wouldn't be doing my job as a politician if somebody in my backyard is suffering like that and I don't raise awareness about it. Today, we went into Leinster House. We organised a demonstration outside to highlight and educate people about Duchenne's. Today in the AV room, I have never seen the AV room so packed. Cross-party, all party and none were there. And we gave out information leaflets. We talked in depth about Duchenne muscular dystrophy and the benefits of Juvenistat. Like, Juvenistat's available in the UK through an early access programme. I've written to the Minister for Health and asked, could Juvenistat be considered as part of an early access programme in Ireland? As part of the programme for government, there is provision for early access on certain drugs. And, you know, Juvenistat is one of the, I want to see that.
Yeah, it seems cruel that it takes so long, 877 days, yeah. Is that what you said? On average, so that's 2.5 years, really.
And 2.5 years for our boys would be completely different, you know. I already see a big change in Archie from last sports day to this sports day. If I have to wait another year, I don't know if my little boy will be still walking. So I'm asking the Minister for Health to please give us the early access programme. Time is muscle for boys with Duchenne.
And the reason it takes so much longer here than Germany, for example, Senator, is what? Is the usual thing
the of process and like
it takes too
well,
long.
Well, do you know what? There's been an additional 34 staff allocated to the NCPE.
Yeah.
So I would hope that improves things. Look, I'm going to be watching this like a hawk. You know, that's the way that is. There's, you know, they have things called clock stops where they ask for additional information. So they stop the clock. That causes a delay, you know, when they ask for additional information and all. But 877 days, the boys don't have 877 days. I sat with a group of parents who literally are watching their child deteriorate before their eyes. Mm. And, you know, I'm going to my PP meeting tonight and I'm going to raise it. You know, tonight there.
You know, sometimes we talk in this country about drugs that are not made available for whatever reason. And you get into this really thorny issue of how much, you know, the state should be paying for some of these drugs at huge prices when very few people will feel the benefit. We're not even talking about that here. We're talking about kind of just a delay in making the decision in the first place. I mean, it seems kind of bordering on almost cruel that you'd have a situation whereby you might turn around to Una and say, listen, in 2.5 years time, great, we've actually got around to approving it now. And you say, well, like, OK, that's great. For where Archie
but
is today, but
you know,
where Archie was 2.5 years ago is completely different.
Yeah, and I can't reverse that. And each day that goes on, like, his muscles are dying, and you know, he might not be eligible for this drug in 2 years. There's a strict criteria, and what they're saying now, they might only give it to ambulatory patients. 2.5 years, my boy, not be ambulatory. He might not be walking. You know.
So the ultimate decision, if they made it quicker, he might fall into the kind of qualification category.
Yeah.
But if they take so long, he might be outside.
He won't be.
And when we're talking about qualification as well, we're talking about ambulant and non-ambulant boys. So boys who are on their feet and boys who aren't. Duchenne's doesn't stop when the child is in a wheelchair. Their hearts and their lungs fail. But Juvenistat can actually slow that progression down on that as well. So when a child is in a wheelchair, if they get Juvenistat, it slows down that further damage, which would requires a lot of medical intervention. But just regarding the National Rare Disease Plan in Ireland, there's an additional 5 million euro in reoccurring funding that was announced for 2025. So it'll be bringing the total to 6.5 million and it'll be rising to 8 million in 2026 for funding. So, you know, the thing about rare diseases in Ireland, and we say rare, they're not rare. There's 300,000 people in Ireland living with a rare disease. That's 1 in 17. With regards, we mentioned the number of 110 people in Ireland with DMD. I know from my community in Talla, everybody in Talla is affected by DMD now because we've had to watch one of our community destroyed by it. And it's a hard watch to see a parent look into a camera and beg for help for their child.
I said it must be awfully difficult for you guys at home to have one son getting the treatment and one son without. It must be awful for your young fella as well, the eldest of the two.
Yeah.
I'm sure, I don't know, but there must on some level be kind of a sense of guilt almost that he has access to this drug and his little brother doesn't.
His brother doesn't, but he's such a positive outlook and everything, and he's very good to his little brother and, you know, keeps him positive as well. And, yeah, to think that this, it's literally like a Calpol bottle. You take a syringe morning and night. To think that I have this in my hand and one child has it and the other hasn't, is just, it's really, really difficult. But the proof of the power of this drug is in my eldest boy. You know, he really is proof that it is slowing this disease down.
And you mentioned, Senator, that the AV room, as it's called, in Leinster House today was absolutely packed. So what has been the reception from government to this?
You know, everybody walked out committing their support. I know my own party, members in my own party have been very proactive in contacting me, pledging their support, asking me that, telling me they'll help me in any way possible. We're going to raise it at the PP tonight.
Yeah.
We urge every other party and none to raise it with their... The minister has committed to a meeting with us. So the minister had one of her representatives there today. We want to get the right stakeholders in the room. You know, we're going to... There will be a meeting in the coming weeks, but we're going to make sure that we have a very effective meeting with the right people to do this the right way and to get the best possible result for these families. Because the responsibility for me is I don't want to... think of one child that missed out while another child gets it. And to look at a parent who's missing out, it's a killer. It's horrific.
Well, listen, Una Nadish, we wish you well. We really mean it with the campaign. And Senator, thanks a million for joining us as well. Fianna Fáil Senator Teresa Costello and Una Nadish, as you will have heard there, dealing with this on the front line, Duchenne muscular dystrophy. So Javinostat is the name of that drug if people want to do a bit more research themselves or even get involved in campaigning for it here as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.